Well, Darrell, you've been watching this interest rate situation quite closely. We had the Bank of Canada lowering a half point again this week. What kind of scenario is this starting to shape up for us here, Darrell?
Well, what I'm looking at, Ray, is actually a differential here between the short-term interest rate market, which is, of course, getting a lot of attention in the media, and the longer-term interest rate market as we go forward into, you know, 10-year scenarios or 30-year scenarios. The pricing of the cost of money, of course, is quite different in the short run versus the long term of the market, and it appears as though that spread is starting to widen out.
So tell us what you're looking at, Darrell, because short term here we've seen some pretty dramatic drops in the last few months in terms of our near-term interest rate. What are you seeing on the other end?
Well, all of this in terms of the short term of the market run has to do with, of course, the mortgage interest rates being in such a state of disarray in the United States and contributing to a credit crisis in international markets. But as we get out into the more forward months, we have to be concerned with what's going to happen with the inflationary outlook once this problem works its way through the system. We do have very, very high costs of energy and, of course, costs of food with the rising commodity markets. Those are some of the biggest budget items that most people have to be concerned with in the general population. And we're starting to see an increase in wages demanded on the part of labor. And, of course, we should expect that with higher basic costs of living. So the inflation rate on the labor side of things is much higher than in the general economy. And I would see that the more distant interest rate environment, which is reflected in the treasury notes and bond markets, actually increasing while the short end of the market decreases.
So these moves by both the U.S. Fed and our Bank of Canada, you see it as being just kind of short-term to deal with this economic issue in the U.S., Darrell?
Absolutely, and they have to be concerned with the liquidity in the financial system, so their most immediate concern would be kind of like when you're in an accident, Ray, and you know, you're bleeding, we've got to stop the bleeding. So that's their major concern right now, but it is then setting up another problem down the road, which will be to contain the inflationary pressures that are starting to build in the economy as we speak.
Do you expect these near-term interest rate decisions to really fan that inflation issue in the coming months, Darrell?
I would see it as such because, of course, if you can borrow money at very, very low costs, you know, that just encourages you to borrow more, which accelerates the demand side of the economy. The only thing that's kind of checking this to some extent, and I don't know it's quite so much in Canada, but in the United States, the actual administered rates that are being quoted and the rates that you have to pay when you go to take out a loan are two different things. In other words, the banks are able to borrow the money from the Federal Reserve at relatively low rates, but when they turn around and lend it out to the public, they mark that up quite a bit. So those credit spreads are, you know, and credit access to credit in the United States is not inflationary at the present time, but as we go along here, maybe more so in Canada, people are able to borrow money on relatively easy terms. That'll just encourage the consumption to ramp up, and I think that will contribute further to inflation.
So, Darrell, for our producers here, is this the time they should be looking at their current lending situation, maybe a time to lock in at these lower rates?
I definitely would, and particularly the long end of the market, you know, on long-term debt, capital debt for land and equipment. If attractive fixed rate interest rate loans and long terms can be secured and put on the books, it would seem to me that it would be a timely thing to do at this time.
You don't see the near-term rates going down much further?
Well, they can, and that would be reflected in operating money, but I don't think that's the strategic issue here right now. I think what producers want to be looking at is their long-term financing, you know, extending out into the future, particularly in capital purchases, that they get that those costs nailed down so that there aren't any nasty surprises down the road. It's not that hard right now to service money when we've got high commodity prices, but if the commodity market ever should turn the other way, we could get ourselves into a cost-price squeeze. We've seen that in the past, Ray. If you need any further information, contact Darrell at 1-800-277-9524 or visit the website keystonetrading.com/marketminute.